BestBookBits.com brings you Wayne Dyer, Your Erroneous Zone's 5-minute book summaries. Here we go. The essence of greatness is the ability to choose personal fulfillment in circumstances where others choose madness. A true barometer of intelligence is an effective, happy life lived each day and each present moment of every day. Your thoughts are your own, uniquely yours to keep, change, share, or contemplate. No one else can get inside your head and have your own thoughts as you experience them. You do indeed control your thoughts, and your brain is your own to use as you so determine. Just as you are free to choose happiness over unhappiness, so in the Madrid events of everyday life, you are free to choose self-fulfilling behavior over self-defeating behavior. Now is all there is, and the future is just another present moment to live when it arrives. One thing is certain, you cannot live it until it does appear. Avoiding the present moment is almost a disease in our culture, and we are continually being conditioned to sacrifice the present for the future. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you spent 21 days working with an elite coach on your life blueprint to map out your 1 to 3 years on your journey to success? Right now, I'm looking at working with 6 people to work with over 21 days to map out your success blueprint so you can take the next evolution in your life. Are you that person? Click the link in the description to join me for 21 days. Back with the summary. Seize the present moment as the only one you have. And remember, wishing, hoping, and regretting are the most common and dangerous tactics for evading the present. Frequently, avoidance of the present leads to idolization of the future. The only evidence of life is growth. Changing the way you think or feel or live is possible, but never easy. In order to master this kind of fulfillment, you'll need to repeat endlessly that your mind really is your own and that you are capable of controlling your own feelings. Self-love means accepting yourself as a worthy person because you choose to do so. Acceptance also means an absence of complaint. Habit is habit, and not to flung out the window by any man, but coaxed downstairs a step at a time. Happiness is an absence of approval seeking. You are what you choose today, not what you've chosen before. Throughout life, the two most futile emotions are guilt for what has been done and worry about what might be done. There they are, the great wasters, worry and guilt, guilt and worry. The best antidote to worry is action. Only the insecure strive for security. Early training in our society tends to encourage caution at the expense of curiosity, safety at the expense of adventure. Failure is simply someone else's opinion of how a certain act should have been completed. Nothing fails like success because you do not learn anything from it. The only thing we ever learn from is failure. Success only confirms our superstitions. The unknown is where growth resides, both for civilization and for the individual. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled by, and for that made all the difference. You can never find self-fulfillment if you persist in permitting yourself to be controlled by external forces or persist in thinking that you are controlled by external forces. Blame is a neat little device that you can use whenever you don't want to take responsibility for something in your life. It is the refuge of the externally orientated person. The only thing blame does is keep the focus off when you are looking for external reasons to explain your unhappiness or frustration, but blame itself is an act of folly. Taking credit as well as responsibility for yourself is the first step to eliminating this erroneous zone. Fairness is an external concept, a way of avoiding the taking charge of your own life. A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Live by acting, not by thinking about acting. Eliminate external references of comparison. Have your own goals independent of what Tom, Dick, or Harry do. Putting it off enables you to delude yourself into believing that you are something other than what you really are. Make a decision to live 5 minutes at a time. Sit down and get started on something you've been postponing. In any relationship in which two people become one, the end result is two half people. In a successful marriage, a marriage where both parties feel genuine love, each is willing to let the other person choose for himself rather than to dominate. No one has control over your feelings except you. It is impossible for you to be angry and laugh at the same time. Perhaps the single most outstanding characteristic of healthy people is the unhostile sense of humour. Doers do, critics blame and complain, and last, every normal function of life holds some delight. Now that's a wrap on this book summary. If you want the long format summary, click the link below to download this. Now remember, I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you really sat down for 21 days with an elite coach to work on your life blueprint to map out your next 1 to 3 years on your journey to success? Right now, I'm looking at working with 6 people to work with me over 21 days to map out your success blueprint so you can take the evolution in your life. Are you that person? Click the link in the description to join me for 21 days. Thanks for watching and listening. Have yourself an amazing day and go out there and fix your erroneous zones. Bye-bye now.